Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Stefan Terwabek, the new president of Optilec here in the United States, and there are some new enhancements to the Clear Reader. Why don't you go ahead? First of all, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you so much for listening to us and coming to our stand. The Clear Reader, you have heard about it, is a nice OCR device which very simply brings the text to life in reading mode.
Sure, and we covered it, I think, in a podcast a couple of different times. So
one of them, don't go over all the new features there. But what we have added now is a nice feature pack. It's called the Magnification Feature Pack.
Okay.
It gives you some additional benefits, like you can use easy-to-use buttons on the feature pack, scrolling around. I'll give it in your hands so you can feel how the buttons feel like.
So this actually connects to the Clear Reader, that via USB or via a plug.
Correct, with a USB cable, so it's easy to find back. When you use the Bluetooth, you always lose it.
Right, so it's maybe 6-7 inches long by about 3 inches wide, and not even an inch thick.
2 inches wide, I think, and less than an inch, half an inch thickness.
And you have several different controls.
Correct.
Okay, well, let's describe these here.
Yes, I will describe them
for
you. It's in the middle, there are two buttons, half moon going up.
Okay.
With a small arrow up. Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
And then you go one line up, and it will read the line on the screen.
Okay.
When you go down, there's the arrow down, it will read the line below.
Yep.
In the middle, there's a play or pause button.
I press play.
Now it will play the text here. You press one more time, it will pause.
Yep.
There we go. So if you press the left and right key, there's a left key on the complete on the left. There also is an arrow.
Way to the left.
If you press a short, it goes back one word.
And language. Well.
Okay.
Yeah. And the same for going to the right. It's going one word to the right.
In American.
Okay.
So easy to navigate. If you want to see how the word is spelled, you can keep the play and pause button pressed.
Hold it down.
Hold it down.
American.
So now you hear American is spelled like A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N. Yes. So especially helpful for words that you didn't hear very well, or that you say for you're dyslexic and you want to know how it's spelled.
Got you.
Yeah. The nice thing is that if we have this scanned, this document, I can go into photo mode and can look at a picture which clearly shows me what I've captured. So I see the document which I've captured, and I can zoom in 4 steps, 4 times, 8 times, 12 times, up to 16 times.
Okay.
I can scroll down on the document, and I want to say I want to read the last paragraph. I position the last paragraph in the middle of the screen.
Okay.
And when I go back in high contrast reading mode, that part of the text will be presented on the screen. So it's, you don't have to listen to the full document anymore. You just say, hey, I want to go to the last part or last paragraph. And you start reading there.
Especially intended for a low vision user who can obviously take advantage of the magnification and look at the text while they're listening to it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
If you don't have any vision left, so you're blind, then you can still use this magnification feature pack because everything is spoken to you.
Right.
So all the menu items will be telling you what you're doing and where you are.
There's two additional little square buttons, or that's a square and that's a...
Exactly. So
M.
The M and the square. Actually, the square was the monitor that you go to photo mode.
Okay.
And the M gives you the menu items.
Ah.
Let's go to the menu.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in the menu now.
Yellow.
A little bit to the right, you can listen a little bit better, I hope, for the same. So we can line by line.
Menu. Advanced.
It's a menu. We have different settings of the menu. It's advanced.
Voice only.
Voice only. So if you're not... don't want to connect a monitor or you're blind, you don't have any sensor on the seat, just say voice only. The only options you have now is
delete.
You can delete files,
open
files,
save
files,
voice,
or you can select
US
preset
English.
Voices. So like the Jill is a voice, Tom is a voice, and you can easily change voice. Let's see if you can do that.
Switching voice.
Français, Julie.
So even different languages.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go back to English.
The languages come with it, or do you have to add an additional price?
No, there are built in 23 different languages, or voices, 12 different languages.
Okay.
So we preset the unit for you in the language you like it. Normally it's two US languages and one French language preset.
Got you.
Yeah.
But you can install additional ones or change up on if you want to.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So this is the voice only.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to
basic,
it gives you a few more items like
color.
We can set the color of the print
on
the screen, black and yellow or other.
Color. Yellow.
Blue. We can go to the view mode, column mode, or line mode, so that the line scrolls over your screen, and the word in the middle is highlighted, which is spoken to you.
Alright.
Yeah. The size of the print, so how large must print be on the screen.
Open.
How big can it go?
Exactly.
Menu.
If you go to the advanced menu,
voice only.
It gives me a little bit more.
Voice.
It gives me...
How big can the print go?
Basic.
It can go up to 200 points.
Oh, okay.
That's quite big, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Voice up advanced.
Advanced.
Font.
Now I can keys two different fonts, like Verdana and Arial. The two fonts that are the best to read.
Okay.
Bold.
Bold, on or off.
Word highlight.
Word highlight, you can put a block, inverted text, or a rectangle around the word, which is read to you.
Restore defaults.
This is the one most people like. Restore defaults. If you don't know what you have been doing, restore defaults, and you're done.
Right.
You're back. Exactly.
Yeah.
So many items you can set in the menu. One of the things is what you always have promises is reading columns or tables.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, when you scan the document, it will read columns.
Okay.
When you want to read tables, then you can either, when you capture the image, press the scan button a little longer, then it will switch automatically into table mode.
Okay.
Or when you have the feature pack, you press the play pause button in combination with the monitor, and then it will toggle between the two items.
Okay. So the feature pack is an add-on that's available now?
Correct. It's an add-on that will be available starting in April.
Okay, and how much will that be?
That will be $295.
All right, and that basically gets you the that little piece of hardware that we were describing.
As the magnification feature pack.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so, the cost again for the Clear Reader?
Janet, the cost of the Clear Reader is
$2,495.
Okay. $2,495.
Not 200,000, I think.
No, and I was almost saying 2,595. So I'm Dutch. I always make a little more money. But
right. All right. Well, and if people want to get more information about Optilec, how can they do that?
You can go to our website. You will see the Clear Reader there presented. There are nice links to give you a nice description about the Clear Reader.
Okay.
But the best of all, we have made a movie, which is very well spoken and also shows you clearly on the screen what the functionality is of the full Clear Reader in combination with the feature pack. And in about 4 minutes, you have a full description of what we have done here.
Great. And that website address?
Is www.optelec.com.
OPTELEC.COM. Great. Stefan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jason. Really appreciate it.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.